So it seems that in the world of shipping, there's not going to be any huge green revolution. But aren't we possibly missing a trick here? Because ships were around long before the Industrial Revolution came along, and they managed to make it all around the world without burning any fuel. That's because they use the power of the wind. So could, paradoxically, the future of shipping lie in its past? Connie Orbach met with one entrepreneur who certainly thinks so.
My name is Alex Geldenhaes, and I am a rum broker currently.
That's such an exciting title. Alex is founder of New Dawn Traders, a company whose motto is Fair Trade by Sail.
We work with a sailing ship, an engineless sailing ship called the Tres Hombres. It's a square rig brigantine, about 75 foot long. It's been working for the last 7 years, sailing across the Atlantic to the Caribbean and back, bringing cocoa, rum and coffee. We import some of those barrels of rum and cocoa beans into Cornwall, where we make chocolate and bottle our rum. And I'm now taking that to market.
Now, of course, there was a certain amount of energy required to build the ship in the first place, and there's transport at either end, food for the crew, etc. But by using a ship with no engine at all, Alex and her team get about as close as possible to zero-emission cargo transport. So, Alex, tell me a bit more about this boat.
It's not that old. The hull was built in the 40s. It's a German minesweeper. And the rig was actually designed afterwards during the refit, but designed according to the old-fashioned square rig brigantines. So she's incredibly efficient, actually, and she's built to travel with the trade winds, which is what has traditionally carried ships across the Atlantic for hundreds, if not more, years.
The term trade winds refers to the pattern of winds from the tropical high-pressure belts in the north and southeast of the globe to the low-pressure zone at the equator. They can take you from Africa to the Americas and from there onto Asia. With these winds at your back, you're onto a winner, but move against them and you're, well, a little stuck.
Yeah, completely. I mean, the sailing technology is obviously designed to work with the winds. And square rigs are specifically designed to take on the full force of the trade winds, which carry the ships across the ocean. But within that, we're quite manoeuvrable. But obviously, if we hit the doldrums, then we have to sit and wait.
And I bet that causes havoc with your speed.
Well, we work out her schedule at 4 knots per. But she actually does a lot better than that, averaging around 6 to 8, and then in strong winds, even up to 12 knots.
So how does that compare to a motorised boat, a boat with an engine?
Well, it's totally different. A cargo ship, a container ship, can go about 20 knots. So it's a real steamer.
That definitely does sound like a bit of a drawback to me. Perhaps sailing boats just don't have the power of those with engines.
Actually, the last of the sort of commercial sailing cargo ships, the Clippers, they could match that speed of about 20 knots on average. And that's actually what inspired the Tres Hombres, the three guys that the boat's named after, to look at sailing cargo again. The potential's there, but as we're working with this concept, we're constantly reevaluating how we approach it.
Okay, yes, a sailing boat can go pretty fast when it needs to, but you're still fairly controlled by these trade winds, making some parts of the globe pretty much a no-go. Unless, of course, you want to take the long way round. So why go back to the bad old days?
Well, I guess we're reaching bursting point in this bubble of having everything immediately for absolutely no cost at all, because it's not true to the nature of how the planet works. These ships are highly polluting, and regardless of even how polluting the ships are, it's what they carry in them which causes a huge impact on the environment as well. So we are really looking at the entire supply chain and rethinking every single step of it and building a parallel system that even on this small scale might not have a big impact globally. It can, we can experiment with a way of really zero compromise. So we're finding the highest quality products, transporting them in the most sort of eco-friendly way, and also thinking about how we take that to market to create a complete system that's as good as it possibly can be.
Wonderful stuff. I would love to be a rum trader sailing my way around the world. We will have to see if their business model is successful. That's Alex Goldenhaze from New Dawn Traders. And thank you to our other contributors this week. That's Rose George, Oscar Levender, Jono Poikonen, Mika Huvinen, and Sandy Day. And finally, it is time for our question of the week. Greer Jackson's been contemplating this uplifting question.